We're up to, we're in Siman Nun Gimel Sif Vav. Just want to go back on Sif Hey. Talk about someone who, basically someone who's not from, should not be a Shliach Tzibur. Now, I still don't understand why the Ramah gives the example of murder, but all the poskim say that it's Lav Dafka, anything that's serious, anything that people take seriously. The Piskei Tshuvos has a list that he brings down from different poskim. If a person shaves with a razor, like different things that are aser, that are known to be aser. Okay, so that's in terms of the frumkeit of the Baal Tefillah, and again they're representing us in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so Sif Vav. So the Gemara in Chulin, and Gemara in Megillah seem to contradict each other. Gemara in Megillah tells us that a katan cannot daven for the omer. So the implication is a katan can't, but a gadol can. Yet the Gemara in Chulin says, brings down a brisa, that in order to be a shliach tzibur, leirid, if ne'at teva, to daven for the omer, you need nismale zakana. It needs to have a full beard. A 13-year-old does not usually have a full beard. So all the Rishonim ask, there's a stira between the Gemara in Megillah and the Gemara in Chulin. So Tosis in Chulin gives two answers. One is, he differentiates between a regular day and a Tainus Tzibur. And the other answer he gives, which is going to be brought down now in Shulchan Aruch, is it depends if he is a regular Baal Tefillah, Bekvius, or he goes to down for the Omid once in a while. So let's see that now in the Mechaber. Sivav, Eim Amanin El Mishin Ismali Zekano. You should not appoint. An appointment is an appointment. He is the Baal Tefillah. That's his job. So Eim Amanin El Mishin Ismali Zekano. It may cover that tzibur. For cover that tzibur, you should only appoint someone who has a full beard. Aval Bakrai, but once in a while, Mishavi Shtei Cyrus, as long as he has Shtei Cyrus, which the Mishabur points out means, as long as he's a bar mitzvah boy, he's over 13, Yuchalere Defnea Teva, so he can daven for the Amid. Obelvad Shelo Yismana Mipi Atzibur, as long as he's not appointed from the Tzibur, O Mipi Shat Hamamana Oso Lahaka Me'alav Espala Badoli Itim Yiduim. Or let's say, he can't be appointed by the congregation, he can't be appointed by the regular Chazan, that, you know, okay, I can't make it every Shabbos, Mavarchim, Rosh Chodesh, once a month I can't make it, you're going to pinch hit for me. That's not acceptable. But once in a while, for the bar mitzvah boy to get up and daven, is okay. But you can't do it b'kfias. Why? It's not covetative. Yeah, what?
You're talking about the bar mitzvah boy.
Yes.
Not every day,
they shouldn't appoint him as the Baal Tefillah of the shul. Why? It's not covered at Tzibur. Oh, but what if the Tzibur doesn't mind? So that's a big machokas, Mishabura Paskin, Sifkat, and Chav Gimel. The Ena Tzibur Yichal Nimchal Kvodam Azad. The Tzibur does not have the right to be mochal on their covered. The Tzibur has to have a certain element of independent covered, regardless of what the individuals think. Okay, Mishavir Sivkat and Chav Dalet points out that this is B'shai Koza B'shai Yimos Hashanah. Ava B'taniyos of Hashanah Yom Kippur Filu B'akroi Eim Aridin L'mishal Smalei Zekano V'gam B'zeh In L'hokel Filu Aydei M'chil Astibur. So we have stricter rules and regulations by Tainis, by Yomim Noraim, where we want someone who is more respectable. Okay, now it sounds like from here you have to be sure that he has Shtei Cyrus. Okay, the Mishmur says, Sifkaton Chavei, Ritzon Loma, Acha Sheigil, Yigim Oshana. Okay, it means he's a bar mitzvah. He's 13 years old. Now he says, skip a few words. You don't have to check if he has the two hairs. Because when it comes to the Rabbanans, we have something called Chazaka Derava. The halachic assumption is that he has the two hairs. You don't have to look for the two hairs as long as he is 13 years old. But according to the Rambam, just over the Tefillah D'Oraisa, so this Chazaka of Rava, we've already said, only works for Dinim D'Rabbanan. It does not work for Dinim D'Oraisa. So therefore, the Prima Gadim says, but according to the Rambam, over the Tefillah D'Oraisa, it should be also for, to appoint a Bar Mitzvah boy to be a Shliach Tzibor. He can't be a Shliach Tzibor. Until you know for sure he has Beis Sires. So there's a couple of kashas on here. One is that they say the Mechaber later on in Simeon Kuvav passes like the Rambam that Tfilah is Doraisa, and therefore this is should be a very relevant point. And the other thing is we know that Bar Mitzvah boys do daven for the Almid, and no one's going to check the Bar Mitzvah boy. And when I was growing up, it was a big thing to daven Musaf. Musaf Dafka they bring down is not so pashut for a Bar Mitzvah boy to daven. Well, might still be Mekel, but there's reasons they bring down not to let him daven Musaf. So I saw two mahalchim. One is that, first of all, nowadays, the Shliach Tzibur is not doing all that much because everyone's davening for themselves. So, according to the Rambam, and that's the Shulchan Aruch of the Rambam, I have a chiyuv d'oraisa to daven today. So, but I'm davening on my own. So therefore, the fact that he's a Shliach Tzibur does not affect, it's not being motzi me in davening. It's the same thing by a zimun. And the old fashioned zimun was, one person would bench and everybody would listen, be yotzi with him, and that's mamish d'oraisa. So you can have a bar mitzvah boy do that. You need to make sure there's a gadol. But nowadays everyone's benching on their own, so it doesn't matter if he's third, if he's a bar fresh bar mitzvah boy, and you have no idea if he has shtei sires. And the other thing is, even if a person is being yotze in the olden days with the, because he doesn't have a daven, he's being yotze with the shech tzibor, they say the Rambam's d'oraisa requirement of davening is very minimal. He doesn't have to say the whole Shemona Esrei. So he says, Mestama, even if someone's being Yotze with the Shemona Esrei, with the Chazar HaSashat, he must have said enough, a few Tachanunim on his own, that he fulfilled his Doraisa obligation according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore it's okay to have a Shiach Tzibor Ba'akrai. Okay. So the Bir Alach of Yadim Rasul Yuchal Deirid discusses what Lo Aleinu. Yeah, there's a boy, a bar mitzvah boy, who's an avil, which unfortunately is not so uncommon. So, where my son Yosef learns, the son of one of those killed in the Har Nof is the Shiva Shir Aleph with him. So he is the. So one thing they point out, so it's interesting. In general, in Yeshiva Ketanas, a lot of them have a rule that only Shir Gimel davens for the Amid. Now, without to get into Yeshiva's kind of politics and how Shir Gimel treats Shir Aleph, what?
Shir Gimel is up.
There's no up. Shir Gimel is only 3 years. 9th, 10th, 11th. So that came to the politics about, you know, the freshmen and the seniors and how they treat each other. So there's halachic basis. You see that the Shir Tzibor, if he's Bikvias, then it should be someone who's more likely to be Nismali Zakano if he's 16 than if he's 13. That's A. But they bring down. So in yeshiva, where the whole tzibor is between the ages of 13 and 16, so then it's not like adults being yotzei with a 13. There's no, there you can't throw out the kavod tzibor card because it's the whole tzibor is that age. So they bring down that's okay. And here the mishabura, the Be'alocha is talking about, God forbid, a child who's an avel. Not a child, he's 13, 14, 15, but he's not yet in the smali zakana. So, Bir Alocha, Kasapim Gadan, Simon Kuthan Beiz, Afilo Mu'avel, Lo Yere Defne Ateva Bekeva, Imlo Nismali Zakana. Sounds like they should not have, a regular shul should not have a teenager, whatever, a third bar mitzvah boy, be, even if he's an avel, be the regular Baal Tefila. Vinir Ali says, Bir Alocha, to the Eden Tefilas, Arvis Yesh Lohakal Afil Bekeva. When it comes to Marav, you can be make even Bekeva. Why? Da Ein Machzir Na Tefila. Because there's no Chazar HaSashatz. Rak Shomer Kaddish Ubarchu. If I'm not mistaken, Kaddish is not a problem. The whole reason they instituted Kaddish Yosom was for kids who can't daven for the Yom that they could say the Kaddish. But he's focusing more on the Barchu. V'yadua, that's a Ram, Shemachalik, Ben Prisa Shema, the Yerid Defnei Teva. Something called Biporei Salah Shema, and something called Yorid Defnei Teva. Yorid Defnei Teva is basically Chazar HaSashatz. Porei Salah Shema, Be'etem is Kaddish and Barchu. And the Rambam holds that this requirement, because of Kavarat Tzibur, that he has to be Nismali Zakano, that's only for Chazar Sashat, not for Yorid Lifnei Ateva. I'm sorry, not for Paris Al Shema. So for Marav, it wouldn't really be relevant. Kamosha Kasav, that Chamishna, though that's a Rambam, in the Chalik bin Kevah Larai. Rai Kamosha Kasav. The Chen Kasav Pri Chodosh, the Prim Gadim, Shush Yaakov, that's a Rambam. The Achag Amatzah, she came to us, Bahag, the Gam, Mistama, Mochalin had Sibor Laha Ovel. Oh, but the Mishavur just paskin that the Tzibor can't be Mochel. The Yeshit Zarev is a Ganki, that's a Beis Yosef. I should take Yiborim, Shemekilim as a canal. So, whether the Tzibor can or cannot be Mochel on their covet is a machlo, a big machlok as a poskin. Mishavur comes out Luchumra. But when you mitzarev these other things, that it's only Marev, so then the Mishavur uses that for, I mean, not everyone holds like the Rambam, I guess, so he doesn't want to just go straight with the Rambam. So for Marav, it will be okay because they could be even though really they can't be mochel on the cover. When you mitzayif, if that with the fact that it's not chazaras hashatz, is this part of shema? The Rambam is part of shema. You don't need nismali zakana. Then it will be okay to let the katan daven bikvias marav, not the katan. Sorry, the bar mitzvah boy daven bikvias marav. It's still in Pesach Chuvas. I think they bring down that people are mekel. And if a person wants to, he's not recommending this, but he says the whole problem is only for the tzibur. But if he davens, you know, 2 days a week over here, 2 days a week over there, 2 days a week over there, that would not be a breach of this issue. But I think that Nebuchadnezzar, Mr. Boy, who's saying Kaddish, should not be driven crazy. And Biskit Jewish brings down Mekilin, that the minig is to be Mako. Where many shuls are Mako. If they're all Mako, but many places are Mako. Okay, that's Sivav. Siv Zayin. In the ancient Misha, there are shots, Kim Ben Yugim of Yamecha, Mutav Shehu, shots, Misha Yvat, the Mishmoa, Kedush of a Kaddish. They have a place in Timbuktu, they're all Amarats, and they don't know anything. So they can't down for the Amud. There's a 13-year-old kid. He ended up in yeshiva, comes back. Now he's 13. So he's the only one who's had a daven. So better for him to daven than for no one to daven and miss out on Kedusha Kaddish and everything else. Fine. Ches. Mi she'eno ba'al zakan. He doesn't have a beard. Lamaisa. Ko shenikar, or let's say he can't grow a beard. But ko shenikar bo she'egiyah l'chal shonim she'roi l'smal zakano. But if he's the age where he should have a beard, just not everyone matures at the same rate, and not everyone's facial hair comes at the same pace, and same time, the same way. So n'smal zakano krina bay. So he doesn't really physically need a beard, and he doesn't even need to be physically capable of growing a beard. He needs to be old enough, in theory, that most people his age are able to grow a beard. Hilkach, and what's that age? So Hilkach, that age, he says, Ben Chavshana, 20 years old. Avabi, she ain't no zakan, memanin oso. Even though he doesn't actually have a beard, and he can't even grow one, it sounds like, you can still appoint it to be Sheikh Tzibah. Hagah, says Ramah, the chain of Hilo zakan, if you ma'at, it was a little bit of facial hair. Kinibin is not zakano, imhu mi ben yudches olamala. Ready from 18. This was the Magen Avraham we learned in by Tefillin, Magen Avraham grabbed this 18 years from the Ramah, threw it into the whole concept of an 18-year-old can write tefillin, even though we don't know if he has the two hairs downstairs, because it's as if he has a hair, if he has a little bit of hair upstairs, no, something like that. 18, 20, he said 18. And the Mishavur didn't like it, because he just didn't cover that tzibur. It doesn't mean that he's a gadol min ha-Torah, that you could rely on him to write your tefillin. Fine. Ayn Shan back in Simon, I don't know what, Lamin Tess, something like that. Siv Tess, Saris, a Saris. Someone who's not capable of having children, someone who never matures. Yesh Omri Shemutu the Manoso Imhu Ben Esrim. Some say he can still be a Sheikh Tibor if he's 20 years old. Mishabur brings down those who are Cholek. Sif Yud. Yesh Lobo Tzchus Amakoma Shinogin Shaktanim Yud Nifnei Ateva Spal Tzvias Arvis. There used to be places where they had a minig. They would let the kids daven Marav on Motzei Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really like it, but he says Yesh Lobo Motzchus. You can't say that they're doing something terribly wrong, but they really shouldn't do that. So he has a limud tzchus. Hagam Amakoma Shelo Nagu Kein. Rama says if
it's
here talking about Mamish Ketanim, right? Ain the cotton arbor in a teva, I feel between us arbets, I feel the gear, the chal you give a shun and beyond my Shabbos. Ain the spal arbets of Shabbos, the rea dying in the you give a shun. So he's saying like this. A bar mitzvah, he's a bar mitzvah when he's 13 years old. In halacha, they talk about 13 years in one day, but that one day is not really one day. It means on his birthday, that's the first day of the 14th year. He was born on Yud Ches Elul. Now he's Yud Ches Elul, he's 13. He doesn't need to wait till Yud Tes, Yud Ches. Mishnah Berurah points out, even, and we don't call him Eis Le'Eis. That means even if he was born 10 minutes before Shkia, as soon as the day comes in of Yud Ches, he was born 5 in the afternoon, or 4 in the afternoon. As soon as the night before comes in, even though he wasn't yet a full 13 years, that's okay. We go by the day. We don't count the hours and the minutes and the seconds to when the person was born. He's a bar mitzvah as soon as night comes in. But many people make early Shabbos. So if his bar mitzvah is on Shabbos, his birthday is on Shabbos. Now they want him to daven for the Yom Friday night, but they're making early, so that's no good. That's what the Rambam means. That's no good because he's not yet 13. The fact that you're making early Shabbos, okay, it's all chakira, it is Shabbos, not Shabbos, it will get of Shabbos, but it doesn't turn him into a bar mitzvah boy. Okay, Yud Alef. Shat Shemarach B'Tfilaso Kadesh Yishma'u Kolo Orev. A Sheikh Tzibur who likes to lengthen the davening so he can hear his voice, his lovely voice. Oh, hold on, I have to just clarify one thing I got wrong yesterday. The top line of the previous page, when we talk about the requirements of the Sheikh Tzibur, says, Yeshlo Ni'ima V'Kolo Orev. Ni'ima refers to his voice. Also Kolo Orev, yeah, because it comes up. Kolo Noim comes up a couple of times. So you see that the Ni'ima is not talking about how he treats people, talking about his voice. So I don't know what the difference is between Kol Na'im and Kol Arev, but they're related. Okay. So Sheikh Tzibur, who lengthens the davening because he wants to hear his beautiful voice, Imu Machmashesamech Belibal Shinosin Hodol Hashem Yizbarach B'Ni'ima Tavol Abrach. If he's doing it, L'Shem Shamayim is more covered for Hashem, the davening should be more beautiful. So Tavol Abrach. However, who is bal beKovid Rosh veOmer beEma uveYira? Obviously, take davening seriously. Aval im mechavim lashmiya kolo v'samech beKolo. But if he's just doing it for selfish reasons because he likes to hear himself, harezem maguna, that is disgusting. Mikamakom kol shemarach b'tfilaso lo tovosev nei torah chatzibor. Even if he's doing the same shemayim, you still should not make the davening go too long because it's tirchad tziburah. That's the learning from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva used to have a very long davening, but when the tzibur was waiting for him, either because he was the rabbi, or because he was the shil tzibur, or because he's the tenth man, so then he would hurry, he would rush his davening, not rush his davening, but he wouldn't take his time because people were waiting for him, and it's not right to for a kavod tzibur. So in Pesach Tshuvas, they bring down from different poskim a time frame. That sounds like a very long time to me. What's considered too long? I don't know, bring one opinion says 9 minutes, more than 9 minutes, up to 9 minutes is okay. Sometimes up to 12 minutes. I guess it depends who you are and where you're davening. Okay. Now here, there's Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Alam Hey, brings down a very scary Sefer Chassidim. Sivkat Alam Isa B'Sefer Chassidim Shah, Sherab and Shimon Gamliel Yotza, Ledin, Lehareg. So we had Asara, Harugi, Malcha. So the two that were killed together were Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. So they're taking out Rabbi Shimon Gamliel to kill him. He turns to Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. He says, Achi, Neimani Yotze Harig. Why am I being killed? What did I do wrong to deserve this? Amar Lei, Shema Yisa Dorish Barabbi. Maybe he used to speak publicly and give Shi'urim, which of course he did. V'somach Libcha. And you enjoyed it. V'nenesim Adivitera. And you got personal benefit because you enjoyed, you know, the limelight. You enjoy getting up there and speaking in public. Amar Lei, Achi Nichamtani. And that made him feel better, and that he understood that that would be reason enough for him to be killed by the Romans. So, big muster for all of us who give shiurim. There's also, Beis Yosef brings down on this, I think it's over here also, I heard this from Rabbi Frand, one of his tapes, when Novos was, Novos had a vineyard, and Achav wanted it, and Yisrael hired two witnesses, and false witnesses to testify that he had done something wrong, and basically they killed Novos and they took his vineyard. So the Medrash says, what did Novos do wrong that he had led to, that Hashem had that happen to him? So he writes, he had a very nice voice, and he used to go aliyah l'regel, and he used to daven for the Almud of Beis Hamikdash. He would sing the Kavod Hashem. And one time, he didn't go. He didn't want to go. He said, oh, let someone else go, let someone else do it, I had enough. He says, because they bring out Pasuk, Kabeis Hashem Mehoncha, a person has to respect Hashem with Honcha, I don't know what it means literally, your wealth, your money, well basically anything a person has is supposed to be used for Kavod Hashem. Everything we have is a matana from Hashem, we deserve nothing. Everything Hashem gives us is a matana, and should be used for Avodas Hashem. So anything that a person has, they have to use for Avodas Hashem. So here, Hashem gave him a beautiful voice. So just because one time he decided he didn't want to use his voice to Kavod Hashem, he didn't want to go Alila Rego, that one time, for that he met such a gruesome death.
3 years ago, Katz did not want to die on Rosh Hashanah, and he showed him that.
Okay. Okay, Yud Beis. Ain Mamanim Mishakari La Alfin Ainin or La Ainin Alfin. The Shel Tiber has to pronounce the words properly. And in the olden days, or in some places still today, there's a difference in Aleph and Ayin. Ayin is more nasalized, the throat. The Sephardim, the Tamanim are very good at that. And Aleph is supposed to be not nasalized. So in the olden days, where there were in places where they're makbid on differentiating between Aleph and Ayin, you should not put up a Shel Tibor who doesn't know how to differentiate between the two. And here the Mishnah points out, you have to have a Shel Tibor has to be able to pronounce things properly. And if he has a problem with that, it's a problem. But Mishnah Berurah, first line in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Zayin, in Kula Midarim Kach Mutar Yo Shel Tibor. Nowadays, everyone mixes up the Aleph and the Ayin, so then there's no problem to be a Shel Tibor. My chafrizah told me, Davin's in a very firm shul. They won't let him down for the Omer because he doesn't have an Israeli reish. He won't let him down for the Omer, no Israeli reish. Okay. So here they go through different in the Dershu they bring down that if you are in Ashkenazi and you're in a Sephardi shul or vice versa, you should pronounce the words the way they pronounce the words.
Really?
Yeah.
It's very hard to do.
Yeah, it's very hard. So he says, if you're going to get mixed up and not do like this, not do like that, and just end up with a whole balagan, so then just do what you're used to doing, comfortable doing. But really, if you, and I assume it would be the same thing, if you get an aliyah, you go to Chemdat Meir, the Sephardi shul, you get an aliyah, did we discuss this one?
Yes.
You should say the aliyah like as best as you can, like a Sephardi. Right. Yeah. You get to sit it. Right. It's nice. So he says, if you're going to mess it up, so then do what you do best. And then he talks about something that's highly controversial, and we'll leave that out. Okay. Right. Your gimel pocheach. This is from a Mishnah in Megillah. V'hu misha big dough karua uzorasav megulim. He has torn clothing and his arms and his shoulders are showing. Lo yirei defnei teva. He should not daven for the omer. The person daven for the omer has to have an even higher level. Anyone davening in front of Hashem should dress respectfully as you would go greet a king. Not that any of us do that. We wouldn't wear our beat up jackets and our stained white shirts if we were going to meet with the president. But we have to do our best. But the one that daven for the omer should be an even higher level of respectability in terms of how he presents himself in front of Hashem. Yedal suma, someone who's blind, yared defnei ateva, he can daven for the omer. Obavashal yikro b'Torah, mishum Torah shebiksav, yeh tereshay la'omram alpeh. But he should not read from the Torah because Torah shebiksav, he can't say ba'alpeh. So I assume it's not talking about, I'm not sure what they're talking about. There's a whole din, a whole discussion, Kriyas HaTorah, hopefully we'll get to one day, about getting an aliyah for an Am Aretz who doesn't know how to read along, really supposed to read along, or for a person who's blind who can't read along because he can't see. I don't know if it's talking about an aliyah. I don't know if it's talking about the laning. It sounds like it's pashut that when you lane, you have to read from the Torah. I don't know. Maybe it's talking about getting aliyah. I don't know. Mishabura sends us to Kufam Tes, and over there discusses the aliyah. We'll wait till we get to Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Tes Zion. Running out of time. Okay. No, Tes Vav. Shat Kavo Yorit Neateva Me'atzim V'lo Yamtin She'yomru Lo. There's a concept in Halacha, sort of, theoretically, in the times of the Gemara, that when someone asks you to daven for the Omer, you show some sort of humility, and don't run up and do it. So if you, but if you're the shatz kavu and that's your job, there's no humility. That's your job. That's what you're maybe paid or not paid to do. That's what you're supposed to do. So get up and do it. Right. Mishena shatz kavu atzach l'sarev ma'atisha. Like, you know, go slowly and refuse a little bit. Call them shares in a table, but look at them, but not too much. Elapan Rishona, the first time they asked him to go up, Misarev, he should, I don't know. Second time they ask him, he should start to get ready. Pam Shlishes, third time he should get up and do it. If it's his Rebbe, it's the Rav, asking him to go up and daven, ain't a Misarev Lakal. Ain't Misarev in Lagodo, then you don't refuse at all. So they say, now it. Where Avram told them
to
eat. Didn't do it Masarev Tamar. I mean, they were Masarev Tamar. Ah, very good. So here they point out, she was pointing out, Chavrusa said, you know, it could, nowadays people not to excite down for the Omer, and it's a little bit of a zilzul, and it's not covered at Tfilah, it's not covered at Tzibur. So it could be that this specific aspect of the halacha, meaning now this doesn't show anava, it shows disinterest and a lack of covet for the davening and for the omer. So they say that maybe nowadays one should not necessarily follow exactly what it says here. Yudzayin in Torah Shatz and Tzichon Amir Achet Tachtav. Also Shmuel Tachtav Lo Yisai. So made a mistake. They need to replace him, a pinch hitter. So that's not the time to play this humility game. Even at a time where the humility game is necessary, but not in the middle of davening when someone made a mistake and he should go up. Yurches. Yurches, we'll do next week.